Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Open Farm Days takes place Saturday and Sunday, August 8th and 9th. A little bit of background. What is Saskatchewan Open Farm Days? What prompted its creation? And what is its intent?
So Saskatchewan Open Farm Days started as another event and activity with Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan 3 years ago. So this is going to be our third annual event with Saskatchewan Open Farm Days. And the whole purpose of this is to try and open up farms and ranches around big centers or even far out rural areas that allow consumers and urban people to come and visit farms. We've been doing a lot of work on the area of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan, trying to figure out where is it that we can actually make a real influence with consumers. And right off the start, it's making sure that there are conversations and engagements with consumers and the people who grow their food. So this is a great mix between those where we can have people who are curious, want to know more about their food, come out to farms and ranches and speak directly with those who produce food. So it's a great opportunity, and it's been growing every year since we've put it on.
What demographics does Saskatchewan Open Farm Days target, and why, and how wide are those demographics and why?
So really the core of who we're trying to target is those who are living in larger urban centers. Now, that being said, there's smaller kind of rural towns that are out there that still have individuals that have never been to a farm. So really our target audience is those who are interested in knowing more about how their food is produced, whether that is a rural or an urban center. And really the full gamut from everybody from children all the way to seniors. And really it's those who are interested in knowing more about their food. That's who we're targeting. Those are the individuals that we want to have these conversations with so they can feel more comfortable and confident about their food.
What type of response has Saskatchewan Open Farm Days generated among the visitors, and what have been the factors there?
So last year we were right around 4,000 visitors that came out to farms. The year before it was a little less than 3,000. This year we're aiming for definitely more than 4,000 individuals to come out to farms and ranches. And the response has been very good. We started last year having bus tours that people can sign up for and pay to have a seat on a bus to have individuals like myself and Ashley Stone, who is the program coordinator for this event, be on the buses and talk about certain things that happen in Saskatchewan agriculture. The response has been huge. So the two bus tours in Saskatoon, one's completely sold out. The other one, I think, has four or five seats left on it. We have another tour. We expanded it down to the southwestern part of the province in Swift Current. And that bus, to my knowledge, is about three quarters sold out as well. So really the feedback has been extremely positive, Bruce, and something that we just want to grow on.
What types of comments are you getting from visitors and from hosts, and what impact do those comments have?
So first of all, from the host farms and the different venues from across Saskatchewan, a lot of the feedback that we're receiving is they had maybe a little bit of a mental block that maybe it was a little, they were feeling it was going to be difficult to have these people on their farms or their ranches. And it quickly kind of went away in the first year that people had participated in this. In other words, they put their concerns at ease. And I think for others in the future, if you're interested in being a host farm in 2027, hopefully that kind of kickstarts you a little bit to that direction to say, you know what, maybe we can do this on our farm in the future and host some people. Because again, a lot of the individuals that are coming out to these farms are just curious to know more about where their food comes from and talk to people who are actively doing it. So on the consumer side, the response that we've been getting is, this is amazing that we can actually come and talk to these farmers. We can see how cows are being milked. We can actually understand the different products that might be used in a grain farm, or even taste some of the products, whether it's a winery or a distillery, to get that experience as well and understand more about that process when it comes to making food. So all around, it's been a very positive experience and something that we are very committed going forward to in the future with.
How many venues will be participating this year and from where, and representing what types of farm entities?
So we have 38 different locations across the province, and there is a wide variety from large commercial cattle and grain farms, dairy farms. We have an event at the Western Development Museum in Saskatoon that will have different exhibits from the chicken farmers, the egg producers, and Sask pork to give some of those examples of what it means to, you know, interact with some of the farmers where you know you just can't get into those barns because of biosecurity. So all the way to farmers market type farms where they're selling produce off of them, and smaller scale farms as well. Really, the gamut is huge, mainly concentrated around the greater Saskatoon area, but we do have farms kind of in the northern part of the province by Middle Lake and Birch Hills, and all the way down to Val Marie, where there's a great experience there for riding horses through the hills down there. So, you know, there's a lot of different options, a lot of different opportunities. And again, I think it does showcase just the vast options that we have to grow food in this great province.
You touched on this a bit. Why is this type of event, this type of communication, so important?
You know, it's one of those things where I think if we go back in time, Bruce, and we think of what could we do better as an agriculture industry, it would be to talk to consumers more often. And that's why I'm not saying we're playing catch up, but we're back in the game and making sure that the people who have been so many generations now removed from a farm have an opportunity to talk to a farmer, to actually see what's going on farms and ranches. And that is one of the things that, you know, will help the agriculture industry going forward, whether it's policies, whether it's just online comments that get put on through social media. It just opens up people's understanding. And really, that's what we want to do. We want to engage with consumers to make sure that they make informed and comfortable, confident decisions with their own food choices for their families.
How can anyone interested get more information or register for any of the Saskatchewan Open Farm Day events?
So if anybody's interested in participating in it, simply go to skopenfarmdays.ca. If you're interested in being a host farm in the future, there's a little tab for that. If you're interested in just going to different farms, you know, we had last year a lot of farmers, actually there were a few farmers on the bus with me last year that just wanted to know different aspects of farming that they hadn't seen before, which was a great opportunity. There's different itineraries. And like I said, there's still a few seats on a couple of the buses should people want to get on and have somebody else drive them around. But there's also options to just download itineraries and be self-guided where you can go to different farms and ranches throughout the province. So again, skopenfarmdays.ca, and take a look and plan your weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.